Hello, my name is Pekka Kinnunen. I am from Digital Services of University of Jyväskylä, and I am telling you a little bit about the computer services that we provide here at the University of Jyväskylä. This same slideshow will be available on the website of International Office later. I will give it to you so that you can put it up, so you can check this out also from the internet later on. I'll tell you a little bit about our web pages, about your user accounts, about our data security, printing, university email if you want to take up one, and a little bit about the mailing list they mentioned just 5 minutes ago, and about the advice and support we can provide to you at the digital services. Okay, so the digital services webpage in English is www.jyu.fi/digipalvelut/en, and all our web URLs are rather long, so there is a shortening service that we use to make them a little bit shorter. So basically the same long address that you can see on the top can also be found at r.jyu.fi/V(O)S. So how does this domain shortener work? Basically, we make shorter addresses by using r.jyu.fi. And if you can see on this slideshow an address that starts with r.jyu.fi/something, then basically you only need to write up or remember the short something to be able to check that page later. User account. There is a page for checking out your username and password information. So basically write up three small lowercase t, capital V7. And there's information about the wireless that you can access with your own portable devices with your university username and password. Guide how to do that is at HR capital XN. And these user accounts are generated automatically. They usually make a couple of letters of your first name, of your surname, and so on. They are randomly created, automatically created, and I apologize if you happen to have a username that is something rude on your native language. It happens. I'm sorry. And I think that you already have been given these usernames already, but if you haven't, ask about them from your tutors. And if it happens that the tutors don't have your user account papers, please come visit us at the help desk at Seminaarimäki Building X, room 125. Currently it is empty because I am here. I'm the only one working this week. Most of the people are on the holidays during the Christmas break, so I'll be soon back there to serve you. And if you don't have your user account and you want it, please take an ID with you when you come to pick it up. We want to identify you when you pick up your username or want to change your password. Also, if your passwords completely doesn't work, please visit us. We will be able to change your passwords there. I suppose that in your username papers, there is a signature part. Please sign it and give it back to your tutors so that your tutors can bring them to us or bring them to us yourself. Is it the?
Yeah, just a short correction. We don't give your username and password to tutors. They're not allowed to have it. So you either received this username and password yesterday during check-in or today. In case you don't have it, you can come to the international office and ask for it. In case we don't have it, please go to Digipalvelut. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, but in any way, if you have a part with, there's a username and password, and then there's a signature part, please sign it and give it to the person who gave you the paper or bring it to us at Seminaarimäki, Building X, room 125. If the signature part is not given back, the user account does not have all its user rights. I think that at this point I would mention this, that the signature part is one part of recognizing you. I think that you will be showing your ID to the person who gives you the username and password. And currently, I already have heard that quite a many of you have tried to enroll courses, and it says that you have not been recognized yet. So we hope that we will handle as much of these signatures as soon as possible, or somehow else manage this recognizing thing that you will be able to enroll courses in Korppi. And I hope to sort it out either today or by Monday latest. So try login, enroll courses later today, and if it doesn't work, then it probably will take until Monday before you are able to enroll courses. Okay, you have your short username, usually up to 8 characters, and then you need to change the temporary password that is in the paper, change it into something that you make yourself. It has to have at least 8 characters, rather more, please, and use lowercase, uppercase numbers and special characters. And please do not use the same password here at the university that you are already using in some other service in the internet. And please do not give anybody your username and password. You are the only person who needs them. And if somebody else tells you that they need your username and password, they probably are trying to scam you and to use the university resources so that it looks like you have done something like sent spam email or something. And please, if you are staying here a long time, years maybe, please do not keep the same password all the time, but regularly change a new password at least once or twice a year, so that if somebody has actually gotten to know to your password, changing the password will discontinue them to be able to use your account. And here is an example of a password. Make something that you can remember, but something is rather long and complicated. You make some kind of a rule that helps you to remember your password. And keep the password or passphrase only in your own mind. This password here is longer than 8 characters. It has at least 2 capital, 2 lowercase, 2 numbers, and 2 special characters. Special characters are these that are like plus and dot, comma, minus type of characters. Create a long enough password and keep it only in your own mind. Please remember this. That's why I'm repeating it. We assume that you know the rules of use of our university user account. Please check the website r.jyu.fi/4b6H. If you bring your own devices like your smartphones, tablets and laptops to the university, please remember to use antivirus programs, firewall programs and anti-malware software. Be careful when you are looking into emails sent to you that you don't get viruses and other nasty malware into your computers. Remember to they always take backups of your files, because if your computer files are not in at least 2 different places, you are in a very serious risk to lose them. Take a copy of your files to an external hard drives, cloud services, memory sticks, memory cards, etc., so that they are always at least in 2 places, so that if one place gets broken, destroyed, something happens to it, you always can bring it back from the another copy. And when using these computers here at the university, when leaving the computer, always remember to log off of the computer. Because if you leave it open, somebody else might be able to use our system so that it looks that you have been doing something in there. Be aware that there is phishing. Phishing is trying to scam you to give your username and password. We never ask you, please tell us your password. If somebody tells you that they need to know your password, that's a scam attempt. Nobody else but you needs to know your password. The police won't call you, for example. If somebody tells you that we are the police and we need to know your password, that's a scam attempt. And when having emails on your, checking your email and there's links in your emails, please, when you are clicking those links, One thing to do is to mouse over the link before clicking it. If you keep your mouse over the link, you probably see address that where that link is actually leading to. It might be something completely different that's in the text of that link. And if somebody calls you and tells you that we are from the digital services, please give us your password. It's not us, but we might contact you, for example, call you if your account seems to be hacked. But even in those cases, we do not ask you what is your username or what is your password. We already know it. And if you call us and tell you that you have a problem, then we might ask you what is your username, but we do not need your password. Never tell your password to anyone else. You are able to print some and scan some in our university copy machines. There is a university printing service that manages our prints, and there is their webpage, r.jvu.fi/c-k2. To be able to print, to be able to copy, to be able to scan, you need to have active user account and a printing quota. Okay, I forgot that from autumn, but I believe that during January, the university printing service will be putting some printing quota into your user accounts so that you will be having about 100 black and white pages worth of printing quota per semester. And if you have used all your printing money, you can buy more online at payments.jyu.fi. That would be r.jyu.fi/r5L. Or you can buy it from the university printing service or university shop Soppi, main library, and campus libraries. Where to find a computer? Sometimes you need to find a computer to print, find a computer to write something, and so on. The most of the computers you can find for the public use, you can find in the main library. There are computer classes in the first and some studying halls in the second and third floor of the main library, although the main library probably will be soon going under renovation, so let's see. The situation will change then. I'm not sure yet what it'll be after that. Usually, most of the departments also have some computer classes so that you can use, and there are a couple of big computer classes here in this Agora building, and there's the red brick building MAD there, and there is at least two or three computer classes there. And then we know that with computers you probably want to entertain yourself. There is games online and music online and movies and videos and so on, but the computers here are for the academic use, so the lectures always take priority, and if the computer room is empty, you can go in and log in there if there's nobody reserving that classroom. But still, please do not go into the computer classes to watch movies and listen to music and so on. Let people who are doing academic work do their work, and then if the computer class is rather empty, then you might use it for entertainment, but please rather use it for serious work. Do not install your own programs into the university computers. We have taken measures so that you won't be able to, but please don't even try. And please be quiet. So if you are entertaining yourself, listening to music or movies or such, please make it as quiet as possible to not disturb the people who are doing their academic work there. You can take an email address of Jyväskylä University, and we do recommend that you use university email from Jyväskylä University. And there's some advice about the email at webpage r.jvu.fi/r5J. And you need to go to the OMA service to confirm the email before you are able to use it. And there's always a middle initial in the email address. Even if you do not have a middle name, we enforce a middle initial. The email address is always based on your official name recorded by our student register. You cannot make a calling name into an official email address. So the OMA service is available at sso.jyu.fi. It's also the same account.jyu.fi that is on the printed paper you get. So both account and SSO both lead into the same web page that is called OMA. And when you want to use the student email, go to isamail.jyu.fi. Then, about the mailing lists, there is actually two mailing list systems. Korppi makes one mailing list system. Check the guide about Korppi mailing lists. And another one is Mailman. I don't know why we are currently still using two similar systems at the same time, but still some of the lists are in Korppi. Most of the automated lists are in Korppi, and Mailman is usually ones that you need to actually actively register into to be able to use them. This foreign students' news mailing lists seems to be on the Mailman one. So if you go to the r.jyu.fi/r5O, you can enroll this Mailman FS News mailing list. Your password will be sent to your email address every month, so please do not use the same password that you use for the university. Make a different password for these mailing lists. And to send a mail there, send a mail to fs-news@list.jyu.fi, but do not spam the lists. Send only mails that have relevant information to other foreign students. And then you can use the wireless connection with your own devices, jyufi-student. You can see here is JYU guest, but this one is not for students and staff. This is only for short-term visitors, and it doesn't allow login. It's not an open one. You need to ask a username and password for the JYU guest from help desk. And there's some maps that where the signal can be heard, but basically, if you are inside university buildings, you should be able to use the JYU student. We at the Digital Services help you with the university computers and the university computer services. If your own computer gets broken, unfortunately, we do not have the resources to help you with your own computers. But if you have problem accessing the JYU student wireless LAN, or if you have trouble with the software that is provided to you by the university, or you have bought from university, with those we are able to help you. There is a statistical advisory. You might need this if you study here long enough to graduate and if you are doing some statistical analysis in the end of your studies. But I only show this at this point so that you might remember after a few years that there actually is help if you need it for the statistics. So I am from the help desk, or it will soon be called service desk. Our current email address is helpdesk@jyu.fi. In Finnish, it's palvelupiste@jyu.fi. I think that on almost all the public computers of Jyväskylä University, there is a request form on the computer, and it can also be found online, r.jyu.fi/per. And from the help desk, you will get help with your user account and with your program licenses if you have bought programs from university. And this is our contact information. This is the one that you might want to take a snapshot of if you don't already have it. So this is about it. I made a couple of minutes over time, I see. But welcome to University of Jyväskylä. I hope that we can get your user accounts enroll able in Korppi as soon as possible, hopefully today, but by Monday at latest. Have a nice time studying here at the Jyväskylä University, and if you have problems with the university, digital systems, computers, programs, etc., contact us at the Digital Services Help Desk, or soon to be Service Desk. Thank you. Bye.